From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday to stay in the nuclear deal Tehran signed with world powers in 2015. Rouhani said in a speech broadcast live on state television that if anyone betrays the deal, they would face severe consequences. Trump has said that unless European allies fix what he has called a terrible flaw in the deal by May 12th, he will restore U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, which would be a severe blow to the pact. Iran has warned they will ramp up its nuclear program if the deal collapses. U.S. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron continue meeting today in Washington before the Trump administration's first state dinner. Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Emmanuel Macron's visit here began yesterday with a walk down Pennsylvania Avenue and then a rare perk, seats aboard Marine One for the trip down the Potomac River to Mount Vernon, where the two presidents and their wives dined. Today, Trump and Macron will talk about some areas where they strongly disagree, like tariffs and the Iran nuclear deal. Tonight, the president hosts his first state dinner featuring Rack of Lamb and the Washington National Opera, a day before Macron addresses Congress. Sagar Magani at the White House.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he will raise the issue of Japanese citizens who were abducted decades ago by North Korea in his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. Moon is to meet Kim on Friday at the border village of Panmunjom in a rare summit between the two Koreas. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Canadian police are looking for a motive behind the attack on pedestrians in Toronto Monday, in which a man drove a van onto a crowded sidewalk that killed 10 people and injured 15 others. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders identified the suspect.
A male was arrested in a white rental truck, and he was taken into custody without incident. And right now we have under arrest Alex Manassian, age 25.
He told reporters the incident definitely looked deliberate. The driver was going down a busy street around 1:30 p.m. local time in Canada's biggest city when the van jumped onto the sidewalk. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the incident a tragic and senseless attack and sent his condolences to the victims and their loved ones. Residents of the Philippine city of Mirari have returned to salvage their belongings from ruined homes a year after a battle between Islamist militants and government forces. But Serena Dayaram reports the return is only temporary.
It was an emotional homecoming for Marawi's residents. It's the first time they've seen their home since fighting erupted between Philippine government troops and pro-Islamic State fighters last May. Locals like Hanima Dangkal came back last week to dig through the rubble and save whatever precious items remained. Dangkal, who used to have a small shop selling cakes and cell phone accessories, had little to go back to other than scrap metal. Rehabilitation work is scheduled to start in June, but given the extent of damage, it could take years to reconstruct the once picturesque lakeside city.
Ed Giles reports that the survivors of a devastating tourist bus crash in North Korea that killed at least 36 people received a rare visit.
Survivors of a horrific tour bus accident in North Korea got a rare visit from none other than Kim Jong-un on Monday. 36 people were killed on Sunday when a bus crashed off a bridge. Most were Chinese tourists. North Korean state media reported Kim's visit on Tuesday, saying Kim visited the hospital as well as the Chinese embassy in Pyongyang to express his deep sympathy. The image of a leader paying condolences after a tragedy is common in the West, but it's a rare sight in isolated North Korea.
A defense lawyer says an Egyptian military court has convicted the country's former anti-graft chief of insulting the armed forces and sentenced him to 5 years in prison. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is responding well to treatment after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. The 93-year-old Elder Bush was admitted to the Houston Methodist Hospital Sunday morning and has been placed in intensive care. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.